Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, you know, when you talk about who has the most to gain, like these are the finals can often be like legacy defining moments for like Dirk, whether it's fair or not.
Yeah.
Like Dirk beat that. It wasn't just beating the Miami Heat. He beat that Miami Heat team.
Yeah.
And maybe his legacy didn't need to be certified, but that did it.
It did. He beat a lot of people to get there. He beat Kobe, a young OKC team. He beat one of the greatest teams with the Heat. He earned it.
Yeah, and so you have this moment where it's like, instead of a legacy-defining moment, it's like a legacy-building moment. Right? You have this moment now where guys are starting to... So that's why I think the conversation of Ty and SGA, like who really can take this moment, depending on which one of those guys win, who can really take this moment and take off with it? If SGA does it, like, we really do have to appreciate the historic season that he had with the MVP, the scoring title that Jesse mentioned a minute ago, a 68-win Oklahoma City Thunder team. And now, you know, a run to the finals in what would almost certainly be a likely finals MVP. The stat has been out there all week about the amount of players that have done that. The answer is three. Yeah. It's Mike and it's Shaq, and that's it.
Yep.
That's absolutely it. For Ty, this is a moment where people were so on him. You talk about Rick Carlisle. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to get our you know jokes off about J.J. Redick, how J.J. Redick like built a podcast off of his love for Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
But you see why. You see why guys like Rick Carlisle loved him. You see why guys like J.J. Redick loved Tyrese Halliburton. We're seeing that on display after a few years of maturation in the league. You see it now where he's working with a good coach like Rick Carlisle, where he's working within a stable organization like the Indiana Pacers, an organization that has worked to get guys like Pascal Siakam around him, that has worked to get smaller pieces like Nembhard and Nesmith around him, and they have built out a team. And this, to Kyle's point, the point Kyle was making a few minutes ago, in that it might be a little easier to build around a guy like Tyrese Halliburton, who, and people ask this question all of the time, does he make his teammates better? The question for Tyrese Halliburton, emphatically.
Yes.
Yeah,
he definitely makes his teammates better. But yeah, I totally understand what people are saying. He's in a great situation, as you mentioned. He has a Hall of Famer coach. He has a great supporting cast. He's in a great situation. It's really frustrating, though, D'Lo, not to backtrack, is when people say he could never do that here. I understand the Kings, they haven't made the right moves, but... like, isn't that kind of bleak if a player that's made it to the finals, he's great as he is, and you don't feel like the Kings could have replicated that in some way? Like, they could have got the right moves, made the right moves to get the right people around him? Like,
I think it's the I think it's Kings fans' like dejection on the season. Like, and I don't think it's an unfair thought, because you do need things to fall into place.
But here's my thing. They're saying he just would never been that great hero. The Kings wouldn't be in the finals. That's, I get that. Like, just because he's here doesn't mean you're in the finals. But I just think, like, kind of like Kyle was saying, he's a player you can build around. I feel like they could have gotten the right pieces. Maybe if you would have just drafted better, maybe take a guy like Şengün instead of Davion or
that's,
whoever.
I think that's where Kings fans' frustration lies, is they don't trust the organization to have done that stuff.
Yeah, I think you could say you could have made the right moves, but when did they ever like build it off of Sabonis and Fox? Because like the Sabonis and Haliburton trade, hindsight, whatever, player for player is bad. Looking at it now, it's bad or whatever, but Monty never did anything to build off of that.
Yeah, you put everything in place for year one to see what you had, and then you saw it, and you kind of went, cool.
Yeah, we'll just be the third seed again. We'll make it back.
It very well could have been the same case with Tyrese here.
Yeah, and that I think is the overarching point. If you kept all of the other variables the same, with the exception of, I assume, Tyrese and De'Aaron, and it's Tyrese and Domas, how would the equation change? Mm. Well, I mean, let's talk about like the front office. The front office made enough moves to get the job done. We could say maybe the Kings make the playoffs under Tyrese Haliburton. Great.
Yeah.
What do they do differently in year number two that they did in the De'Aaron Fox Domas version of year number two?
Mm-hmm.
Because in this version, they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Now we know, and it's being a little harsh because we have an idea of how some of this stuff went, but we don't know exactly. We know they tried to acquire OG Anunoby. Mm-hmm. We know they stopped everything with Harrison Barnes for like 10 days to try to get OG Anunoby out of Toronto.
Yep.
They weren't able to.
Kuzma.
We know Kyle Kuzma. We know when the trade deadline rolled around in February.
Cam Johnson.
They were trying to get, I don't know how far any of that stuff went, but I know, we all know, because the big reporters were on this one, Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it was money or assets or what it was that pumped, because that conversation started and ended within minutes.
Yeah, I remember that game. We thought it was time to buy some jerseys. We felt like, hey, this is about to go down. It's real.
We barely had a chance to get excited.
Yeah, and then just instantly, it was just like, nope. It's like, what? What happened?
And there are so many reasons that could be true.
Yeah.
And we knew, like, the writing is on the wall here. When the Pacers made that move and gave up all of those picks, they knew he was there for the long term.
Yeah.
He knew they were going to offer him the amount of money that he felt was appropriate for him to stay with an organization.
Yeah.
Maybe the Kings weren't. Maybe Monty wasn't. Maybe Vivek wasn't. Maybe Keegan Murray was somehow involved in this. Maybe I think I heard Malik Monk's name involved in that conversation as well. So who knows? It's a hindsight conversation and wondering what Domas, Siakam,
Fox,
and De'Aaron Fox would have looked like. Is
that a big three good enough to take you to that next level? I mean,
it's hard to say. Keegan's not here. I assume Keegan's not here. I think Malik isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have a lot of money tied up in those. That's an expensive three right there that you have to find a way to build around.
Yeah.
And you handed out your number four pick to go acquire him.
Yeah. You're giving up death for that big three, and then like you're going to be tied up money wise. So how much can you build on top of that? Yeah.
But it's the evil we don't know, right? And that's more attractive, right? The grass is, you know, that grass over there, it's green.
Yeah,
grass is green over there.
Hey, a lot of grass is looking greener right now. It's like, hey, what if we got Siakam? Hey, what if we kept this guy? It's looking bleak.
If you're a Kings fan, just there's football fields of green grass ahead of you, and you're just like, man, it sure looks nice over there. Sure looks nice over there.
Hey, well, I just want to say this. So I like Scott Perry. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do in the offseason. I like Scott Perry. When he was here for a short amount of time, I know he wasn't here for a long tenure, but Scott Perry, the vibes are up. Hopefully things get back on the right track.
Yeah, vibes are fantastic, but let's get some basketball stuff in order. And I think he's more than capable of doing that. We saw the Kings announce some moves today, their coaching staff moves, there's some front office moves. I don't know how big of a deal that is to everybody, but Sean Cunningham has been reporting on them for the last, night. Or so the last 24 hours, he's had those out there. Doug continues to add to his staff. So there's certainly some developments within King's world. But as we get, closer to the draft, it's going to be pretty anticlimactic for them without a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
And then we'll head into you know, the start of the new league year. We'll head into that 4th of July weekend. We'll head into the California Classic, which I guess doesn't matter
anymore.
Yeah,
we're not part of it.
And we'll head into Summer League, and it'll be like, all right, what do we got? What are we doing here? It was a big time of year last year. What does it wind up looking like this year?
Yeah, what's the next move?
Yeah, man. What do you think game two looks like? There's a lot of people leaning on the OKC blowout going into game two. I'm not of that thinking. I understand why people think that. There were a lot of people are in. Be clear, rightfully so. Uh-huh. I understand. People are so high on the Oklahoma City Thunder. This Pacers victory didn't seem to have swayed many people. I mentioned the Anthony Slater line where he said, I originally had OKC in five. This will probably change it by a game, and I just have OKC in six now. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's me who's irrationally high on the Indiana Pacers, but I don't see a blowout in game two. I wouldn't be stunned if the Pacers won both of them. We've seen them do it, yes. Though I do think Oklahoma City's a lot better than the New York Knicks are, but I'm not...
Much better.
I think we have a fist fight this entire series.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be tight. Like, last night's win was great, but like you said, I don't think the Pacers are going to run away with it, and I don't think the Thunder is just going to blow them out. Like, it's like... Styles make fights. The Thunder have this great defense, but the Pacers have this great offense, and it's been enjoyable to watch. Shout out to all the people that said small markets wouldn't be exciting. Say, oh man, this is bad for basketball. No one's gonna watch this. Whoa, the ratings. Look at where we are now. But no,
most people who have discussions about ratings probably don't know exactly what they are. Yeah. They look at like the, you know, the dumbest down form of those numbers. Like, oh, it only drew a 5.9. Terrific. Explain to me, this entire NBA on Today crew, explain to me what that 5.9 stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them just look at the numbers and like, oh, well, LeBron did a 7, so they did, oh, this is bad. Like, all right, man, tell me what it stands for.
Yeah.
And I find it lazy. I think this is a fantastic situation.
I think it's great.
For the NBA.
Yeah, it's good. It's good seeing like new stars rise up. You know, LeBron is like 40. Like, we're happy. It's good he's still in the league and doing his thing, but we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Father Time is undefeated. It's good to see.
Nah, Father Time has been defeated twice, once by LeBron and once by Tom Brady.
Oh, well.
We need to stop pretending that Father Time is undefeated. Tom Brady beat Father Time's ass.
He did. Yeah,
Tom Brady. That man was like 44 when he retired or something.
And still wanted to keep playing low key.
Man,
you still hear that? Be like, oh, he might get back on the field. It's like, what?
No, that man played. That man played well all the way till the end.
Yeah, Tom, go home to your family. It's over. It's done.
I think his family had already left him at that point, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Tommy's doing just fine.
Yeah, he'll bounce back.
I'm sure. Yeah,
him and Bill will be okay, right?
I think they'll both be just fine. Well, Bill, I'm not so sure about, but Tommy will be just fine. Yeah. But I love, like, I love these stars building. I'm gonna need a couple of these, you know, side stars to step up a little bit. One of them being J-Dub.
Yes, yes. He's been in and out. He's been up and down. He's been a little streaky.
17-on-19 ain't going to work.
No.
He's got to be more efficient than that. Again, Indiana deserves credit for that, but those guys missed shots. Mm-hmm. Those guys missed a lot of shots last night. They shot under 40% from the field. Shot under 40% from the field. Mm-hmm. Shot 36.7%. From three, the Pacers were able to hit 7 more threes than them. They shot 46.2%. That's what saved them.
Yeah.
That and the fact that OKC never really capitalized off of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of all those turnovers that they had.
They had, how many turnovers? How many steals? Thunder had like 17 steals to the Pacers, like one, I believe.
Steals, OKC had 14. And the Indiana Pacers had one.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
That's a discrepancy. Yeah. That's a discrepancy. I'm hyped for game two, man. You sticking around for a little bit? I know you got concerts in the park. I know you got a full agenda. What are you doing right now?
I have everything to do. Me and Jackie could be at concert in the park tonight.
Whose night is it? Who's out there? Isn't
I don't know. I don't know who's performing. That's all Jackie. Jackie says jump, and I said, how high, Jackie? Let's go do this.
Hey, that is the smart way of living, my brother. Yeah. We'll come back. Yeah. We'll talk. Appreciate you, Leezy, as always, my man. We'll come back. We'll talk more NBA. The Giannis rumors got really, really loud this week. We'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, we'll stay on these NBA finals. We'll take your phone calls as well. Eddie Gonzalez coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Will Z to talk Kings basketball in the final hour of the show. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. A Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 13. You staying?
I'm staying around a little bit.
Okay.
Vibes are up. It's Friday.
All right, let's
stick around. We got a lot to talk about. Leezy. A lot going on in the NBA world.
Leezy was like,
Jacking up, walking and grabbing by his ear. No, let's go.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. As long as she does it on camera.
I'm on lookout.
It works. As long as she does it on camera. Y'all don't have to be there this early. I know y'all work hard and got to get to the park early, but.
Yeah, we got set up, you know?
No doubt. Go ahead then. You said it right before we kicked. Go ahead.
What's up?
Come on, man. Go ahead.
No, we're not talking about this, are we?
Okay.
Here we go. So in the chat, I forgot who said it, but someone was comparing LaMelo to Tyrese Halliburton. And I said, no, let's not talk about this. We've been talking about LaMelo over and over.
Mm-hmm.
They are two different players. One is a scorer. One is a playmaker. It's very different between the two. So, no, I do not think LaMelo is who Tyrese is supposed to be or whatever. Whatever the comparison was. No, don't compare the two. Also, for all the people out there, I know we've talked about it, but I would love to see LaMelo on the Kings. I definitely will be saying we. No flack.
You're big.
You're
that big of a LaMelo guy.
Yeah, he's a great player, man.
I knew you liked LaMelo.
What would you trade for him?
That's the question.
Don't ask me. I'll give up. Man, hey, what's it going to cost? Maybe two picks and maybe one of our stars? I'll do that.
But who though? Because I feel like that's important.
Well, it is important because obviously if Sabonis is here with LaMelo, that's great. But one thing to consider, if you have LaMelo and Sabonis, someone's still got to play some defense. As much as I love LaMelo, he ain't playing defense. As great as Sabonis is, we still need some defense. So if that's him, because I don't think the Hornets is going to take back LaVine.
So work with me for a second. I don't care what the player is.
Okay.
Take Domas off the team.
Okay.
And put LaMelo on it.
Yes.
You think they're better?
Yes.
Man, you said that with a lot of confidence.
I think he's better. And a lot of people will talk about LaMelo and be like, he's never won anything. He ain't done X, Y, and Z. Yeah. How old is LaMelo? How old is LaMelo?
I believe he turns 24 next month.
Okay, so you, Sacramento, take away the name LaMelo. You don't want a 24-year-old all-star who can hit the three, who can facilitate and pass and get rebounds and is like 6'7"?
He's all-star in the one season he played more than 70 games, though.
Yeah, he's all-star and also rookie of the year. He beat out my boy Halley and Ant-Man.
That was 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. But also, what team is he on? The Hornets. Who's the best player on the Hornets besides LaMelo? Is it 19-year-old Brandon Miller? Is it Miles Bridges, who's in and out of the lineup for different reasons? Like, who is he playing with?
I think they get worse if you trade him for Domas just because of the fact he doesn't play, really. I think they're worse.
Yeah, if you got LaMelo on the Kings with Domas, I think it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
It makes a lot more sense than without him. I'm just seeing this clip for the first time of Tyrese and Siakam after the game last night, and I think it's Ty saying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's Ty saying it. Ty let's get greedy, man. We didn't even play well.
Yeah,
I and that's where I'm genuinely curious how Oklahoma City feels that they played last night. I don't think they played great last night.
Yeah,
they weren't able to go on though. There's going to be shots, particularly some ones in the final 2.5 minutes that they're, those drop.
Yeah,
those normally drop for us. And in the same regard, though, I mean Haliburton and Siakam, they're right. They didn't play great.
Who? Siakam was the leading scorer. He had 19?
Yeah, I think there were a bunch of players in the teams. He had no one scored 20. Nesmith had 10. You mentioned Siakam. He had 19. Turner had 15. It felt like his 15 points were huge, though.
Yeah.
Nembhard had 14. That's another,
Nembhard's good.
And Obi Toppin had 17. Those were a huge, huge 17 points. Mm-hmm. Nembhard was fantastic last night. There was a point. I'll take it a step further. He was fantastic in the fourth quarter, particularly on the defensive end. Uh-huh. Talked with Kyle about how great I thought he was against SGA in the final minutes. But he was also I think there's something to be said for a guy who'll step to you.
Yeah.
And Nembhard did that on a couple occasions.
Oh yeah.
Against SGA last night. It's like, okay.
Nembhard's not scared of the moment. He gets after on both sides of the ball.
He doesn't appear to be scared of anything.
No.
We always say this, a little bit of crazy.
You need that.
A little bit of crazy goes a long way.
We like that. Hey, here in Sacramento, we all like Monk, and sometimes Monk is loose. He's that type of player, you know? He'll get after it. But yeah, Nembhard, I feel like he's underrated. Yeah, definitely underrated. But back in the last series or the other series where he was playing against the Bucks, he was taking big shots against Giannis, who's way bigger than him. Nembhard shows up. He'll hit those big threes. He'll get after it on defense. Yeah, solid player.
Speaking of Giannis, the Giannis noise got really, really loud this week. I'm not sure if this was based off of the meeting that they had or if someone in someone's camp is talking, but mm-hmm. I know Scoop B had him linked to the Raptors. I think Shams Charania followed it up later, or a collective at ESPN followed it up later with Raptors Heat. There's words that he wants to stay out east. Mm-hmm. There's starting to be very specific details that Giannis allegedly wants in a destination should he choose to request a trade from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. A little bit of say in the organization, which I'm not sure if Giannis is aware, that eliminates Miami. You do not get a say in the organization if you're traded to Miami. No. Raptors, what was the other one? Brooklyn, the Nets. The Nets are another one.
They got the picks for him, right?
Yeah, the Nets have the assets. They have the cap space. Yeah. They have Jordy's the ability. Yeah, they have the ability. But again, it's starting to... It's starting to recognize what it is Giannis exactly wants.
Yeah, he's got to speak up.
Is winning the number one priority, or is
market
being out east, market, organizational control? What are your top priorities in a potential move this offseason? But I'm just not sure what happened. But man, it sparked a lot of conversation this week. There was a lot of reporting on Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Where do you think
week.
The best destination for him would be?
The best in terms of what?
Well, in terms of winning. If you want to win, I'm thinking about championship. Like in terms of actually winning, because if you want to do market, you can just.
Well, when you look around at teams that have assets, New York could probably do this relatively easily.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder what Toronto looks like if they make this move, because that's obviously a massive upgrade. If you're able to do, you know, one or two things on a smaller scale, mm-hmm. man, that could shift the trajectory of Toronto really, really quickly.
Yeah. They would have to give up Scottie Barnes, probably.
No, you couldn't, though. Like, there's no point in doing it if you're doing it. Like, if you're trying to build a championship contender, Scottie Barnes is completely off the table.
But wouldn't Milwaukee want the younger player?
Yeah, we're going to have to give you something else, dog. Like, look, you're rebuilding.
Yeah.
I'm building a championship contender. We'll send you picks.
Yeah.
We've got some other young guys we can send you. We're not sending you him, though.
I would have to see the trade package, yeah.
Yeah, it can't involve him. At least if it's Toronto, there's no point in if I'm Giannis and I'm Masai Ujiri, there's no point in doing this. Okay. So this eliminates the whole purpose of it.
Do you think?
But I don't think Brooklyn is good. Like, I don't think that makes Brooklyn a contender in anything if they're able to do it.
Brooklyn, they would still have to make some more moves.
Like a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, I think Toronto. Do a couple of, you know, you do a couple of, you have your nucleus that you're building around. I don't know what Brooklyn has.
Yeah. Ujiri, we've seen, he can put together a good roster. He already has some pieces in place. And I feel like him and Giannis have some connection. There's some article I was reading about. But yeah, do you think if he does go to the Raptors, like, there would be an instant contender? Or, like, where do you think they land?
The Raptors?
Like, basically, let's say Giannis goes there. Do you think he'll be able to compete with, you know, the Knicks, the Celtics, all those guys?
I'll operate under the assumption the Celtics and Knicks don't change. Mm-hmm. I'll operate on the assumption that the Pacers don't change. Mm-hmm. I'd put the Raptors below them in a move like this. I'd put the Raptors below them. And I don't know that there's another team, at least that was referenced, that makes sense. Because, again, based on what they were reporting and throwing Miami in there, that doesn't make sense. You're not going to get anything other than a jersey in Miami. You're not going to get any sort of Pat Riley's never going to go to you and go say, hey, Giannis, what do you think about this?
No.
Now, unless there's changes coming in Miami, which have been rumored for a few months, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, like, Miami's, they're out of this conversation. Yeah. Houston is the other interesting one to watch. That flies in the face of the East,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure Milwaukee is like, no, you know, should push come to shove, oh, we could do right by Giannis. But at the same time, if Houston says, hold on, player.
Hold on, player.
Let's talk before you try to, you know, acquiesce to what Giannis Antetokounmpo wants. You put together a trade package. All of a sudden, you're Milwaukee. You're like, hey, this actually might work for us. Giannis is in this weird... He's in this weird position where, like, I was looking at Mikal Bridges' contract the other day. Mikal has 1 year left. Oof. So that's, like, it is just next year. And so that makes whatever decisions that the New York Knicks feel like they need to make this offseason a whole lot easier. Remember when Dame was traded and that fiasco? Dame had, like, 4 or 5 years. He had just signed a deal.
He just got his super duper max. He got all his money, and now they're like, all right,
I want to go to Miami. And Portland's like, that's too goddamn bad.
Yeah. We're not taking back Tyler Hero.
Yeah, we're not taking back anything they're offering. Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do instead.
Yeah.
Giannis has 2 years left and a player option. Mm. So 2 years, player option on the third, which kind of puts him like in the middle. Like, he's kind of it's you can use the threat of that player option all you want, but you still have 2 full years. So if I'm Houston with the roster I have,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's cool. If you want to opt out that final year, that's fine with us.
Yeah.
We've got 2 years. We're going to go try to win a championship in a wide open Western Conference. So welcome to Houston.
There you go.
Welcome to Texas.
Giannis in the West. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man. God. We got Wimby. Giannis,
Cooper Flagg,
Luca,
SGA.
Oh my goodness!
Man. Yeah,
it just gets tougher out here.
It does, man. And then there's, you know, of course, San Antonio has this treasure trove of assets and picks. They if they wanted to move off, if they were willing to move off number two, they could literally acquire any player in the league that was available.
Yeah, Spurs are set for success. Like, they could really dominate the market.
I've wondered. You know, because obviously that two is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they push back, meaning the San Antonio Spurs, if they pushed against the idea of giving up number two, how attractive does, was it 14?
Yeah, they have two and 14.
How attractive does that 14th pick become for a team who is either desperate to get a second pick, mm-hmm. or if you're a Phoenix and you're not even in the draft,
you just want to get in.
You're Sacramento, and I don't think Sacramento can get involved in this. But a team that's outside of draft, maybe they're a little too far down. They need. I wonder how attractive that 14 becomes if push came to shove for a team who wants to work with San Antonio.
I'll take the 14th pick. I want to just get 12th pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as some of this maps out, like I people are pushing about that second pick. That 14th pick could wind up being, obviously it's not as valuable, but San Antonio recognizes that too. Like, no, we are preparing to open the biggest championship window mm-hmm. that we could possibly have, that a team could possibly have. I mean, you make the argument they're here right now. Oklahoma City has done that now.
Yeah.
San Antonio's like, ha, we'll raise you one.
Yeah.
We've got Wemby. We've got, you know, whoever they wind up taking at number two. We've got De'Aaron Fox. We've got it. We've got Steph Castle. We've got guys.
He's still untouchable, Steph Castle? I think he would be, right.
Steph?
No,
Steph is absolutely untouchable.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You could move the other one.
For everyone jumps on me. I've already thought about this. I didn't want to say it, but that's why I was just asking the question.
We said this the day after the lottery.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox may not play enough. If San Antonio really wanted to be aggressive, mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox might not play another game for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
Between his contract and that 14th pick,
You can do something.
You absolutely could do something, and you use Steph Castle to be a guy to build off of Wemby for the next however long.
And he's cheaper too, right?
He's cheaper. He's just one rookie of the year.
Yeah, he's cheaper. Like, he's still in that contract. You can move Fox and.
But yeah. to a similar point. Now, obviously, you're acquiring someone in that trade, but mm-hmm. you've got to spend money somewhere. So spending money on De'Aaron Fox is. There are worse options out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there is, if the idea becomes De'Aaron and Steph, I don't know if we really need to do that. I think they're far more likely to move off.
I don't know if they can play together, D'Lo.
Yeah,
I don't think they can play together. You know, both point guards pretty much. I can't see it working. You got to rebalance that roster. It's unbalanced.
Stephen Brown says D'Lo is a Fox hater.
Don't listen to Stephen Brown, first of all. I've seen it too. You got to ignore the chat, D'Lo. That's rule one sometimes. You know, don't get lost in it.
Oh, I'm not lost. I think it's cute. I wish my voice was normal. But I don't think I'm a Fox hater. I'm not the biggest De'Aaron Fox fan. I was a De'Aaron Fox fan, though.
Yeah. Yes, you were.
I was. I absolutely was.
D'Lo,
I thought he could be the one for this franchise. I absolutely did.
D'Lo, you say it all the time. You say De'Aaron Fox doesn't realize how good he can be.
I don't think he realizes how good he is. I don't think he realizes how good he is right now.
Here's the thing. For everyone out there that thinks I'm a De'Aaron Fox hater, I think De'Aaron Fox is a great scorer. I think he's a good point guard. All that stuff. I just don't like his mentality.
Hmm.
Like, this is a weird comparison, but try to follow along. He kind of reminds me of, like, Andrew Wiggins. I know they're different players, different positions. Andrew Wiggins has the athleticism. He has the skills. He could be a great player. But he doesn't have the motor. And that's why on the Timberwolves, they never did anything. Once he got to the Warriors and he wasn't the number one guy and he could ride shotgun to Steph and whoever else, he did great in that role. I think Fox could do great in that role on the Spurs. I just don't think he's your number one. And people want to just get at me for that. And I think he's a good player. I just don't think he's a number one.
I did. I thought the Warriors playoff series was going to change everything.
For Wiggins?
No, for De'Aaron.
Oh, yeah, because the way he played.
Yeah, I get your comp.
I get it. He doesn't have the motor and the mentality. That's why.
Yeah, and I thought De'Aaron showed in that playoff series that he did. And that, I feel like, was the first time. And he had shown it throughout the season with the Orlando game, the Chicago game, his play in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He had shown it, and it's like we had begged for what I think we always refer to as the Ja Morant moment.
Yeah.
Ja Morant had a really good season, gets to the postseason, and erupts.
Yep.
And prior to some of his nonsense, he had never looked back.
No, he was supposed to be the face. He was going to be the guy.
He had been that player.
Yeah.
And when De'Aaron had that season, excuse me, that series against Golden State, came out the next year, seemed to pick up right where he left off, it was like, yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
Like, he's absolutely done it. And then he trailed off a little bit, and now we're having conversations about whether he was playing over his head or not. And I'm still of the belief he wasn't. Like, mm-hmm. I'm absolutely of the belief De'Aaron Fox can be a 27 to 30 point per game scorer.
I do too. And that's the thing. I think he can do that stuff. He just doesn't do it.
It's not his game. Mm-hmm. It's not his skill level that keeps him from doing that. It's what you just said a second ago.
Yeah.
It's his mindset. Like, it's his approach. Like,
you know how frustrating it is when Will would come in here after a bad Kings game and be like, man, Fox just has to get mad and take over. It's like, bro, how many seasons? This is eighth season. We still got to tell this guy to get mad and take over? Like, really?
Yeah, and why do you have to get mad? Just go take over the game. Like, it's not like SGA was pissed off last night and scored 38.
No.
SGA went out there and scored 38.
Yeah, he does.
That's what he does.
Yeah, and he's not a rah-rah, in-your-face type of guy. He just goes out there and do it.
And that's and there's De'Aaron's blueprint.
Yeah.
You don't have to yell. Like, when we talk about Tyrese has shown more personality, I guess, this postseason than he has. And I think Tyrese has always had, like, a little bit more personality than De'Aaron.
Yeah.
But he's shown personality, leadership qualities in this postseason more than he ever has.
Mm-hmm.
And for De'Aaron always, you know, he would always take, if someone said, you know, lead this team, you know, be a leader, galvanize these guys, he would always take that as like, oh, I'm not a yeller. I'm not a rob. That's not me. Like, I talk when I need to talk. It's like, no one's asking you to do that.
Yeah.
And there are times where he'd go out there and take a game over and you're like, dog, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Go take the game over. It's why he won, you know, the Jerry West Award the first year it was in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Go take a game over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to yell. You don't have to scream. You don't have to break clipboards. You don't have to throw chairs.
Yeah.
Go take over. Go grab your guys. I saw Domas more often that first year gathering guys, calling for guys to get together than I saw De'Aaron do it.
Yeah, that's the thing about Domas. Like, people can label Domas as soft or whatever, but he's out there fighting hard. He's out there yelling. He's out there trying to motivate his team. He's keeping people accountable. Seems like to me, at least.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, we've seen it just this last season alone. Like, the game against the Rockets, Fox took over. The game against the Grizzlies, before he got hurt, he was taking over. Like, we see flashes of it. I just wish it was more consistent. That's just my thing.
I do too, and I have no idea. I think I said this in the clip that you posted on social media.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little out of sight, out of mind, because he didn't play the last little stretch of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he's been away from Sacramento now since February, so it's like, okay, you're not my focus anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to expect from him next year in San Antonio.
I don't either.
I know what I think I'm going to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not be fair to him. Like, I genuinely do not know how he's approaching this offseason, how he's going to I'm not questioning his work ethic or anything like that. I don't know what his approach to next season is going to be like, knowing I'm sure everyone in San Antonio, everyone in the NBA is expecting Victor Wembanyama to take this step.
Yep.
Now you've got whoever the number two pick is in the draft. You got Steph Castle coming off his Rookie of the Year campaign. There were people who had what I thought were unrealistically high expectations for San Antonio last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think all of those expectations that people had for the Spurs, now I think they're very realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Now I think you're starting to talk about like 4, 5, 6, maybe potentially higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's starting to become a lot more realistic this season than it was last season. And I think De'Aaron plays a big part in that.
Yeah.
But does De'Aaron settle into that 17, 18, 19, 20 point per game guy and is perfectly happy with it? Do they need more from him? Do they need him to be a bigger scorer than that? Like, I'm not sure.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to be interesting to see. It's like you said, Stephon Castle's coming off Rookie of the Year. What steps is he going to take? Wembanyama, like, they're finally getting established. Like, it's going to be interesting to see what they do over this summer. But definitely next year, they can definitely be a real contender. That's for sure.
Yeah, how they shake out in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I know a lot of people are anxious for this. I mean, obviously, a lot of Kings fans are anxious for this offseason to officially get underway, for this new year to officially get underway and for things to start happening. But, you know, where does Denver fall in all of this? Russell Westbrook was a big part of what they did last year. Does he wind up being back with them? What do the Los Angeles Lakers do? That was a 50-win Los Angeles Lakers team. Everyone's going to insert them in every single trade conversation, though most of them won't make any sense. The Houston Rockets were the 2 seed at 52 wins. They can do. They are a lot like San Antonio. Anything they want to do, they could probably do it. Whether that's Kevin Durant, whether that's Giannis Antetokounmpo, whether it's someone else that we haven't talked about, heard about, like, they could absolutely do it. Minnesota. I don't know. I don't know what Minnesota is.
Minnesota's going to be interesting. And the thing is, they have, what, new ownership finally taken over. And, you know, anytime that happens, the first thing they want to do is make some big moves. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to make a big move and get Kevin Durant or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that has been out there for a little while. What does that wind up looking like? You've got the Clippers at 50 wins, like DeMar DeRozan. You know, there have been thoughts about, like, DeMar back in L.A. with the Los Angeles Clippers, because the deal with them makes a little bit more sense than the deal with the Lakers. What does a full year with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry look like? What does Memphis look like with a full year under their new head coach? And do they make any drastic changes this offseason? They've got the Jaren Jackson thing ahead of them. There's Ja Morant questions, though some of them have been shut down recently. Now you got Dallas, who I would have thought was I honestly thought Dallas would just be dead next year. They had a cute little run, and it was fine. Obviously, that's not going to be the case anymore.
Yeah, they kicked out of it. They kicked out of it.
Kicked out on 2 3/4.
Yeah, Nico Harris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And rose up like the Undertaker.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. A 39-win basketball team. Now all of a sudden we're like, what do they look like with Cooper Flagg? And I'm not going to put too much on them, but I expect Cooper to be good next year. And if Anthony Davis is healthy, yeah, that team is a bit of a problem. I don't know if it's a 50-win problem, but they're a problem. And then Phoenix would have to do multiple things, multiple drastic things for me to remotely take them seriously. But Portland, mm-hmm. Portland has my attention. San Antonio has my attention. The Pelicans and the Jazz do not.
No. It's going to be interesting what Portland does, because at the end of the season, they were starting to make a run. It started to look like they were starting to put things together. So it'll be interesting to see how they build upon
that. They had a couple of stretches this year where it was like, okay.
Yeah. Shaden Sharp was getting down. Yeah. Scoot was starting to figure it out. It was all starting to come together for them.
Yeah. So what?
I'm glad they kept Chauncey Billups around, because there was times where it looked like he was going to get fired or whatever, but like, he developed this team. It's good. They're going to let him see it through, you know?
We really, it's difficult to get guys like, you want to, like Rick Carlisle. Mm-hmm. Rick Carlisle's not going to be fired.
No.
Like it would take a lot for Rick Carlisle to be fired, right? Like, and he has been, one, it's the stability of the organizations he's worked for, at least in the basketball components when you look at Dallas and now when you look at Indiana. But it feels almost impossible to get guys like him, like the next generation of those guys, established. Mm-hmm. We wondered if Chauncey was going to be back, mm-hmm. and there probably was no reason to really wonder.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't been the head coach there in Portland that long, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, give him an opportunity to play this out, see what it winds up looking like, and let these one of the best things I think the Denver Nuggets did, there were Michael Malone firings rumors for years.
Yeah,
multiple different seasons, mm-hmm. and he was never fired.
Yeah.
Well, they went on, six, seven seasons into this, won a championship. He had a couple of more, and it wasn't necessarily, at least it doesn't sound like, it was wins and losses that got Michael Malone fired. It was, well, Michael Malone.
Yeah. He wears on you after a while. That was the reports. It's kind of like the Tibbs thing.
It sounds like it was the combination of Michael Malone and Calvin Booth that kind of wore on everybody.
That's still wild. Like, they fired both of them, though. Normally you pick, but.
I mean, again, just reading it sounds like it was so bad. They were like, look, we don't want to deal with either one of you. We are going to start completely fresh. And I don't even think they have a general manager.
I don't remember them hearing any word about
that. I mean, they've hired David Adelman, but I don't think they've hired a general manager yet. We'll come back. You really do have to leave this time. We'll come back with more. Eddie Gonzalez coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about the game last night. We'll talk to Will Z about some Kings topics at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You want me to cut running back for these last 2 hours?
No, man, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's talk to TC here, 916-909-1320. Let me go to Will Z's latest article to see if I can guess what trade proposal TC came up with this morning. TC, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, what's up with my two brothers? Kenny ain't in the spot, but Jesse back there. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, boy? Boy, yeah, you got some explaining to do.
Hey, no, look, hey, when I came up with that trade, I knew, hey, I forgot I even read that on the article of Will Z, bro. It was just on my mind. I told you I was chilling watching the A's game, and I said, let me call the homies. Will Z, my bad, bro. I wasn't trying to take your fame, bro. But that trade was, hey, that's the trade right there. That's the move, bro. So I like that. Other than that, dog, I just really called to say, man, listen, have a good weekend, bro, and get ready, though. I just wanted to tap in and, you know, Chatty House. Y'all was on me yesterday. D-Lo, y'all got on me, bro. My bad, dog.
TC, that was funny, man. It's all love. Nobody thought that was malicious. It was just funny as hell. Will Z will be with us at 3 o'clock, I guess, to defend his honor. No, he'll talk about some of the different articles that we wrote. We'll get Will's thoughts on the game last night, too, man. A fantastic start. A quick diversion from the NBA here real quick. I know this story broke yesterday. I didn't pay a ton of attention to it until very late last night, or at least very late for me. Did you see that Anthony Richardson suffered an injury to a strong shoulder?
I saw how bad it was.
He's out indefinitely. It's the same AC that he had surgery on.
Daniel Jones, you're up.
Bruh.
I don't know who's in, but I'm out on Anthony Richardson, just putting that out there.
I think we were talking about, for some godforsaken reason, we were talking about this conference, this division, excuse me, a couple of days ago. But I know Anthony Richardson and the Colts came up, but yeah, this is tough. this is tough. You have surgery on the AC joint, and then during OTAs, you suffer an injury again. Shane Steichen says he's out indefinitely.
Go ahead and run the year with Daniel Jones, and then hopefully you're bad enough for Arch Manning.
Man.
Sorry, Michigan Wolverines. I know it's your squad and all that, but it's going to be a bad year.
That is tough. Committing to Daniel Jones as the move for the season on June 6th is brutal. But yeah, that's a story that I just kind of didn't pay attention to yesterday and was like, oh, all right, man, that's tough. That is tough for the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, the major quarterback story yesterday was the Aaron Rodgers story. He's going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as I guess everybody knew, and they were just letting this play out. And
I saw a Schefter tweet yesterday, and he's like, yeah, Pittsburgh hasn't won a playoff game in however many years. Well, he started by saying Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers need each other. He goes by saying the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in however many years. Aaron Rodgers hasn't won a playoff game in how many years? How do they need each other if neither can win in the playoffs?
Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin are a combined 10-18 in the playoffs since the Packers beat the Steelers in 2011. Neither of these guys are particularly good when it comes to the postseason.
You know Tomlin's 500 streak is just Goldberg's thing, right? It's not. It doesn't really mean anything. Like, it's cool for, like, you put him in the Hall of Fame and he did this, but for what we're watching now, it's like, who cares? That's a Hall of Fame stat.
That's fair, I guess.
I know we love Mike and all that, but we got to call it what it is at this point, I feel.
It's fair. It hasn't amounted to anything. It's pretty impressive, though, right?
It is, but at some point, it's like we keep calling maybe him a top five call. You got to get some playoff wins in here.
Is it really – I do think finishing 500 or above – or would change the wording. I do think never having a losing season is impressive. Does a lot of this just work because of the Pittsburgh Steelers' way of doing business? They don't fire head coaches. They keep head coaches. Like, if Mike Tomlin had gone 7 years without a losing season, and we can operate under the same way. What, did he win a Super Bowl his first or second year?
Around there.
Let's say he just finishes without a losing record for the next 7 years after that on any other organization in the league and doesn't win playoff games. Do you think he's fired?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going 7 years of just, you're the Cincinnati Bengals and Houston Texans, I guess, where you're just wild card game on ESPN and one of them's losing.
Mike Tomlin, apparently.
Not even saying he's a bad coach either. It's nothing like that, but it's just more so we hear of you, oh, yeah, Mike Tomlin over 500. He's so great, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if he's so great, you got to get some playoff wins.
I feel like Steelers fans hate him.
No, I don't think
that's... Or maybe not hate him, or they just don't love him.
Yeah. Well, because you end up loving him at the end because it's like, oh, yeah, wow, we're in the playoffs again. And, like, as a Steelers fan, you'd love that and all that, but it's just, like, it's so ugly throughout the season, I feel. And it's just at a point where it's like, I have to assume Mike Tomlin has some input on the quarterbacks and all that.
Oh, he definitely had input on this one. Everything I read yesterday and this morning was about Mike Tomlin's influence on getting Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. Not just Mike Tomlin's influence on the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin's influence on Aaron Rodgers. Those two seem to have some sort of rapport. Aaron Rodgers seems to have some respect for Mike Tomlin. Clearly, Mike Tomlin feels the same way. Aaron Rodgers, at 41 years old, we're just treating 41-year-old quarterbacks like it's the norm that you can go out there and be great and, like, fine. Maybe a year removed or a year plus removed from the Achilles tear, maybe in fact that he can, maybe on a more stable coaching staff, maybe on a more stable organization, the New York Jets, maybe this is the move for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe this is the move for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just got to see it. Show it to me, because I don't buy it. I don't buy Aaron Rodgers as being good anymore. I guess where I'm stuck is this move makes, I mean, the Steelers were already better than the Browns, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Does this move make them better than the Ravens?
No.
Does it make them better than the Bengals?
Not to me.
So what are we doing?
And that's the thing. They're still going to finish above 500. because of that stupid stat or whatever.
Wouldn't it be funny? 10-7 Wouldn't it be funny if they didn't? If the big move was to go acquire Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin's guy, and they finish under 500 for the first time in Tomlin's career, I'm not saying I'm rooting for it.
That'd be
but
tough.
But if it happened,
that'd be tough.
I'd laugh.
The Steelers are a really good football team, I think, elsewhere. Like, they got DK Metcalf. I like their running back situation and stuff. I like their defense, but I don't know. Aaron Rodgers has been who he's been the last 3 years.
And as we look, like, we're not blind to the numbers. It's Aaron Rodgers wasn't awful. Like, he wasn't terrible. Like, oh my God, this is Daniel Jones out there. But if the idea is to just not have a bad quarterback, you should have drafted somebody. But instead they went with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think their idea is to just not have a bad quarterback. They think, and I get it, the Jets are a quarterback graveyard. They're much like the Carolina Panthers. Quarterbacks will die there. It's just how it is. There are no exceptions. You're a quarterback in one of those two markets, you're going to die.
We're not done on Bryce Young yet, though.
No, you're right. I'm not. But I don't have any reason to believe in him.
Oh, that's facts.
And if he had wound up somewhere else as a starting quarterback this year other than Carolina, I would be far more in on him than I am now. Those two organizations murder every quarterback that gets under center. So I'm sure the Jets thought, well, we can't screw this up. It's Aaron Rodgers. First play of the game, second play of the game, whatever it was, Aaron Rodgers' Achilles goes, comes back, second season, worthless. Fire Bob Salah along the way, finger pointing, bickering, questions about how in Woody Johnson is on all of this. And now Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Cool, man. Good luck to Mike Tomlin. Good luck to all parties involved. I do think it would be hilarious if Mike Tomlin really wanted Aaron Rodgers there and they finished under 500. I'm not rooting for that for my man Mike Tomlin.
I don't know. If you're calling that hilarious, it's like, hey, that'd be pretty funny. I'd like to see that.
Again, it would make me laugh. It would be funny. Not saying I want it to happen. I would laugh if it did. I didn't laugh when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. That's not cool. But if Aaron Rodgers fails, I will laugh.
Yeah, we're not psychopaths. We don't wish injury on nobody.
I actually felt bad. I did feel bad when he got hurt. Like, you don't wish for those types of injuries to anybody, no matter how big of a tool Aaron Rodgers is. Eddie Gonzalez going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone line. Shout out to everybody hanging out in the chatty house on this Friday. Everybody connected through YouTube.com/ESPN1320, Twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Shout out to everybody scrolling through X, watching us for a few minutes, man. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you on the heels of a fantastic start to the NBA Finals. Big thanks to everyone who tuned into ABC 10 following the game last night. It's always a blast to see the Instagram stories and the Twitter tags that show that you guys were watching that show, man. Had a great time with Matt George and Kevin John and of course, my man KC, who will be back with us next week. We'll talk much more about the NBA Finals as the show goes along. I do want to talk about, we talked about the Giannis Antetokounmpo rumors that just got really hot and heavy this week with some of the reporting that Shams Charania had on Kevin Durant. Obviously, we're going to talk to Eddie in a few minutes. Eddie is linked pretty closely to KD, and he can fill us in on what's real and what's not. And Shams said that 5 to 6 teams have expressed pretty strong interest in Kevin Durant, and I'm buying that. I think there are probably a number of teams outside of those 5 to 6 who have made calls or inquired about Kevin Durant. I think 5 to 6 have probably had more significant discussions regarding KD. KD is a lot like DeMar DeRozan, I think, except from a league-wide perspective rather than a local perspective. I don't think there's a Sacramento Kings fan or media member in existence who believes that DeMar DeRozan will be back with the Sacramento Kings next season. Just like it seems to be very clear, no one on earth believes Kevin Durant's going to be back with the Phoenix Suns next year. Of course, there's a lot of reason to believe that, given that KD was almost traded midseason.
KD fixes his legacy with a ring, correct? and I hate fixing his legacy because I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but you think if he gets a ring, it's like everyone just gets back to respecting him?
It depends. Does he join your Celtics?
Sure.
No.
But Tatum, no Achilles, like gone all year. Like KD's gonna have
That's a good point.
Big impact on that team. How about the New York Knicks?
That's a good one. Yeah, like if he's KD, which I believe he's gonna be, like I still think he's phenomenal. I don't know. Like I honestly don't know, because I think in either of those cases, even with Tatum out, I don't know. I feel like people are going. I think the answer to your question is no. I think no matter what, people are going to look at if KD wins with Boston, if KD wins with New York, if KD wins with Golden State again, I think they're going to. Yeah, even if the Minnesota pulled the deal off, I think they'd look at him sideways. I think he'd be like, psh, Ant-Man's team, psh, whatever. The Celtics won the title 2 years ago, psh, whatever. The Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals the year before. I think people are just pre-programmed to be down on Kevin Durant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.